ישן בחיר נחזוש ולשתב את לא ידושן ולא ידושן על מלאב כקעק הזמן דו קונה נפשי ביוש שהוא כך כשמי סערת ונשחק נשאר עם את דומות שערי משמי אין שלי לפנות וכשמי סליגז לו So in other words, the Rebbe makes a distinction in this part of Chaim says that the Rambam is not clearly on the Rebbe. So between Gozlo Avodim Vizkinu and Gozlo Avodim Vizkinu. Gozlo Avodim Vizkinu in the Arish of Nech. Gozlo Avodim Vizkinu is so he cannot say Arish of Nech because Behim is Nikin Peshinu. But Avodim Vizkinu operates so in Mele is not Nikne, there is no king in Sele, so he can say Arish of Nech because Gozlo Avodim Vizkinu he can say Arish Alokh Lepanech. Why can he say Arish Alokh Lepanech? Because Abadon Meisu, so then he has to pay. He cannot say Arish Alokh Lepanech. Why? Because besides the Mechayev of King and Zeyre, there is a Mechayev of Maisik. Mechayev of Maisik. And these two parashas in the Torah. You need to give a Raibet Sheilinu, have a Nivua Reit, מה דקושי במאי שני כנשים ולמחנו בעבודים וכנסם בי ובקמת דקתו דבוב כל זאת באים ובסכים לעבוד ומסכים למשל ומחרקו את רבני ירים היה בעבוד ומדים אלה לשכנך ובוי הבסוג לשם תפתל לי לעבוד עם זו מלוי ומאי שני כנגיו ולמחנו במעבודים וכנסם בי תחמצאי מבי שמי תופדו ומשמחיר ומשמי ומוי קשר ומתו שם ביסוד עם חייל האחיים כמו משבוע ועותים חנה חדיה של חיבוס והעבוד עם נמצוי אם כאילו יצורך לי איזה יהיה ובהיוש כמו ידום חנה שינו ואני רבינו את זה ישענה הך כיליון את יהיוש מה כיליון את ישינו ישינו היא ככיליון יהיו כינין של זה ומדים האמור מזהיר מה שאין כיליוש היא ככיליון אין את עם כינין של זה because where does the Torah mention יהיוש Gabi Gazdan, the Torah mentions Yush Gab Avedi. But Avedi is a Chatim Tzapavut, and Zeyla is a Chatim Tzapavut. So in Mele, just as it is effective, Gab Avedi, it is effective, Gab Zeyla also. Uchim Vuyah Vukamad Asham Chvot, Kiyone de Yehush de Zeyla, Yalchim Olam Avedi. Vishomu Ika Kod Yehush. בין גם יעופין ומזירה ביוש, אבל אין איקרה מבין זירה, ורק דאבלין ומזירה היא גם כתאבדת לחוש בוינו בשופיו, שימי גוד ביוש, אם כן הרי יש למה, ובעבוד עם גאים הנשורים, כל זהו רק עם מדין המציון ומזירה, וחי לבור כניון משל זירה, וממילה דורס בור כנישים, וגם כנימי זירה. מה שאין כיוש בדין הנאי גם בבדה ובמשחקים עם זה ורק מי סקפיר את מובד ובדינו כדי שנהי בדין יוש מזה לא יודעים את הבוש ושאתה בדין יוש אוי די יש להם
Wait, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why is your friend say, Oh, dear Shlomer, when the two kibbutzim he's saying right here are really the same? What's the difference?
It's not a difference. Oh, dear Shlomer, the whole of the machine of the Jews. ובשינו הרי השינו מסעדת ולהבקים כבר שינו ממילא, זה קיים so the king and שינו is to be my security that the gun of the gallant does at the time he takes away the hated and the shoes are by me and the rise from the morning to the Robert says that come you said no more Rahman and Luis Abi the other Munda Sardima and he learns about from the morning because the Yachter Penel Yomorei say and if he's Machli, he could Morosh in Yehid. So it's only there's a Kosu by Tmure. In any other place, there is no such there's a Kosu. So if the Torah asks us something, so it's not in Mechal. So the Yomor has the Kashi, but Zile, the Torah says with Sigzel, and still we say that the Gazlin is King in the Shinu. So, but there, the Shinu is Shinu in Mele, not the Shinu in Yadayim. So we see that the fact that the Gazlan is in the Shino is not for the Shino itself. Shino itself, Meilo, is no Maisikinian, but the original Maisikinian at the time of the Zera. At the time of the Zera. So Meilo, it seems, Havodim is a Shutakoye, is just as Takoye is a Mufkin in the Zera. So Havodim are also Mufkin in the Zera. Mashenkin, because we're putting a base, so is mechuyif to be. So by karke, since there is no king in Zerah, so advice is there being serious in a child, because the actual Zuzom came up. So really, there is not mechuyif to be. But by a body, he's moved to a king in Zerah, because we're putting a base, so he is mechuyif, he's had an Isaac there, the kach. Oy yishlei ma becholuk bin shinu midini. Bin shinu harei ashinu mitzad atzmei. Habekinu kwal. Bilav ashinu hu shibir milik. Rak bikinu zeyu hu shikir milik. Bitachu adzaz kosov da ashove bin mishtanez. Deini kinu shikoz al domin baalme bo yishlum. Baal kin ba vodim din mitzol nulez bo kinu zeyu meyu yishaya bo shinu kwal. Ma shein ki miyu yishaya etzma yiyu shidobar ameyu. ומענק מהפקר. ואלכי נשאפר מייל גם זה בעבודים בלמצוא. והיו שערי מייל פיוח בהם בין קינן, שלא יותר זה. ואין זה שייך כלל עד להוד אין למצוא. אלא זה גם בפתיר זה מוכרח אם לא נועמה. ואף על גב בין עבודים נגזולים מקום לא כמייס את זה מפעים האחר. הרי לקב וחלוי זדים של יוש כבר, כי בהרים ושוס הבאים, ולגבי יוש או בינון, אוי מי שגזלו, אוי מי שעבי, וכזה הרי מלך, כן.
So, would you want to, you want, can you please explain now the difference between the two tevritzim? I mean, I don't see the difference. The first tevritz was saying the same thing.
Yeah, but he says, the Chaim Zeri, yeah, that the reason as to why מי שגזלו שייע בעבודים, because מי שגזלו the Yanin Yush is made by Bavodim because Yush is not Halach in Zeyre. Yush is the Halach in Ovid. So Abed is Ovid and Gozel is Ovid. So by Karake is not Shaykh to say Ovid. Kolecha Nisi Vishu Zimboi is it's not Shaykh to say Ovid. But by Bavodim, even though it's Subshin Takoy is the Amufk of King Zeyre, but Ovid it is. So Mele Yush is made. This is what he's
saying. That's the second tarot.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first tarot?
The first tarot he just said, yeah. That they are to mechayim. That's all.
So, I don't see any difference. So, to mechayim means that's...
So, according to the first tarot, even though Rav Chaim doesn't discuss it in that piece, so if the mechayim is the king, so only Shimon Gomor, which I have to say, but if the Mechayev is Maisek Zeyle, so you be Shinu Ktsas, it's not Kemish Gozal, so you cannot be kind of Mitzvah HaShove, so there is Mechuyev inside Maisek Zeyle. That's not Kemine according to the first Tarek. And according to the second Tarek, not Kemine is Ligabi Avon. Ufize, Harimicha Gamkin, Hodech Lutin Avonim Mikarge, Mikarge Limani Yish, Mishvim Uzzelf, ובעבודים עבוד אבנים מזורים מכל מוקים יוש מהנגו. ובאמס הרי מקרקל שייך כבר לא עם העסק זה ולא יבין. והרי מלם בשביל פיילים כמו שעושו. ורק אם הוא יבוא דין אל דין זלס, או יכול בוקים זלס, על זהו דהולים נמצאים בו. מה עסק זה ובאבי ועל מלכים זלס שבו. שבלזר הולס, וקרקל זה זלס. So, really, Chavreza says, Gozul Karka, Bishon Fono, so he cannot say Ayesha Hono now. And this is the same Gemara in Mokamda, Poshet Cheses, according to Chavreza, who says Karka and Zeles, so if he gazol to Sodi, who is a poor Rebutsono on the Sodi, and then Shot Fono, and there is no Sodi, there is no poor, So he has to pay the not only for the sode, but even for the poor. What kind of a genius is that? Oh, this and the sode and the genius has a poor. He does it,
it's sode. It says no, that he's not right.
According to the Rabbanon, but according to Rabbi Lezer, it says, Karakan Yisrael, they don't doubt you call it part of law. It's good to mean to people. So God's also in the short for no. He's Chayek, according to Rabbi Lezer. And not only is he Chayek for the Sode, he's Chayek even for the poor. If the poor was the Vutso in the Sode. And the Gazlan may be King Chazok in the Sode, but in the poor he didn't make him King Shechek. So why is he Chayek for the poor? So Rashi says, because of the King of Agin. Now, what is Agin mean? Ruben is Makne, a Sode, on top of the Sode. I'm without a meaning, so when Shina makes a king in the Sode, he's getting without him also. But in that case, Rubin has to say, Agafukni, you became the without him through the Sode. But suppose so the Rebbe says, Melchas Mechira Perizayim, that's only if it's not Munochim Tzibur Munochim. But if it's Tzibur Munochim, in other words, if, let's say, Rubin is Magnus Yishime, he's holding in Chicago, and Agib is holding in Chicago, he's marked to him title in New York, so then he has to start out with Agavaki. But suppose he's Magnus Magnus Yishime, he's holding in Chicago, and on the same Sode, they are without him, he doesn't have to say Agatha. Why? Because then the Maise Kinyan in the Sode is considered as the Maise Kinyan in the without him also. So, alright, I think that's enough. So, Memele, that's the answer. Why? The Mishnah says that in the case of Shimon Ksas, so then he's not Kenya. So merely the Bailey can demand that to return the Kenya in which there's a Shimon Ksas. So the question was, but if he's not Kenya, so it belongs to the Bailey, so why should the option be with Gazlan? The answer is that there are two alochas of Shimon. One aloha of Shinu is that it's Kene. So that's a Shinu Gomo. So that's a Shinu Kalatari Kore. So Mimele, that in such a case, the violin man doesn't have the option. But there's another aloha, if it's not Kene Shibonan. So then it cannot be kind of mitzvah of Hashobe. So then, if the violin says, I want it, so Mimele can be kind of mitzvah of Hashobe. Now we'll go to the other Gemara there. Before the
meeting. Rebbe, could you repeat that again? I'm not sure. How does that answer the question that the prisoner stole it can now force the Baal? Rebbe asked the question, the prisoner stole it should be able to force the Baal to take it back.
The answer is, if it's not King Shengonah, he cannot be kind of Israel Fashabe. If he cannot be kind of Israel Fashabe, how can he force the Baal to take it? He has a chiyuv of Hashove.
It belongs to the Bayan, really, since he never really changed it completely.
But he has a chiyuv of Hashove. Never mind, it belongs to the Bayan.
The person who stole the Manashach isn't going to be able to have that chiyuv. He's not going to be able to fill that chiyuv. Either he's going to pay with money, or he's going to give back this broken chiyuv.
Okay, he cannot fulfill the needs of Hashove, some melee, he has to give me an unbroken chiyuv. An unbroken chiyuv.
He has to give him a new kelim.
New kelim. Money. Noch besser.
Wait. So how does this relate to how are you applying the refrain which you just read by Maisek Zela and Kenyan Zela?
In the same way as the Chaim explains the right that the Gabi Avodim, so Shino is not Kenyan because Avodim Hushul Kakoi is the Amurka of the Kenyan Zela. But what is king, because Yehush is not told the king and Zerah of the Gaza, the Shasak Zerah, but it's told the Mitzias above it. Just as Yehush is mailed by Abeda, so Yehush is mailed by Zerah, so Melech, if it's because of these kings in Marish of Menachot, because in order to be king of the Shinu, so there has to be king in Zerah, and Abodim Hamufk of the king in Zerah. But because of Abodim Meisu, true, there is no king in Zerah, but the Meisik Zerah is Mechayim to pay. So Mele,
okay,
you cannot say, and Abodim Meisik Marish of Menachot.
Right, that's the Rafaim.
Yeah.
And now, what's the analogy now to our case by the Mikdash? Shinu the Mikdash.
Because Shinu Ksas, yeah, is not a king. But he cannot say Haresh Lohofanecho, because it's not the same, it's not King Shagoza.
So Maisek Zela is?
Yeah, so it's Mechuyah because of the Maisek Zela.
So Yesh will become a
Yesh? Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
So according to this, if Yesh is really Kona, so he should really be Kona even with the Shinrik Tzas.
No.
Why? Yesh is Kona.
Yesh is Kona only in the Yesh is coextensive with the whole Haggis. But Shinuk Tzas is not coextensive with the whole Haggis.
Wait, I thought as long as there's a Maisek Zela, Yesh is Kona, right? By Avajin, there's a Maisek Zela, right?
Yes.
And right, therefore Yesh will work.
Yesh will work.
Okay.
But if the Yesh will work, if the violin wants back the Kona. But if the violin doesn't want that decay, so then Yehush doesn't work.
Was it a mafreya or something? You're saying it's working with mafreya?
Because not actually mafreya, only king Zela works with mafreya. But Maisek Zela is mechayev bishas the hamadi bedin, you know, bishas shvira, bishas the hamadi bedin is mechayev.
Yeah, so what I understand is, do we have Yehush here or not? We do have Yehush, right? The Balaam army.
By body.
No. By the Shinuk Tzas.
No, by Shinuk Tzas we don't have Yehush. I was Midame Shinuk Tzas to Yehush Baba. But by Shinuk Tzas
there is no Yehush
altogether.
So what is
by Shinuk Gomor there could be no Yehush.
So what is there? If there's no Yehush and there's no king exile,
it's
what
not Cain Shegoza. It's not Cain Shegoza. It's not King Shabbat. It's not King Shabbat. Kain Mitzvah Shabbat. There's the same thing that there is by Shinuk Tzas and by Yehush. It's not Kain Shabbat.
And as a result of that, what comes out?
So the Rambam says, Mimele, the Bible has the choice to demand even the Kele, that is Shabbat Tzas, or to demand the new Kele, or Kesef.
But why should it be just because this person, the person who stole it, he cannot fulfill his obligation of the Heshu with Zela, so still he can pay him with whatever he wants. He should even be able to pay him with his broken clean.
No.
Why not?
There's a Chiyuv HaShavei of the Zela, and the Zela, even though it's not completely not Kesher Gozal, but still the choice is in the Bible.
He won't fulfill the Heshu Tzas, but he can pay with even Suvin, so why can't he pay with the broken clean?
Besdin can force him to fulfill the mitzvah of the Heshu Tzas. So he won't. It's not weird to him.
The only way he'll fulfill it is by paying the money? Why can't he give the broken clean and the rest of the money he'll
come
and
say? Do it.
Why
can't he do it? Eish is a clear Shabbat. So if it's King Shabbat on Mamesh Shabbat, he's behind the Mitzvah Shabbat. But if it's not King Shabbat on Mamesh, he cannot be behind the Mitzvah Shabbat.
He can't be behind it at all? There's no way that he can
No way. Unless the Bible will say
it. It's like
if
he's a stone monster. Okay, so he won't fulfill the Eish Shabbat Zela. He can't anymore. But he can still pay the Baal with whatever he wants. He can pay with wheat.
He will not be Mikhail.
So he will remain
Gazlan because he keeps the Chaytes that really belongs to the Bible.
Okay.
That that he will not be mekayim the mitzvah shoveh by paying back in chayv b'chavah. And that's not a chiyuv in our mokim, it's a chiyuv in our chadayah.
So he won't fulfill that, he can't, so he has no choice. But he can still pay the vows of whatever he wants.
But he'll still be...
over that?
Yeah, but he will not, you still are assuming the HVACZIL is a mitzvah in our mokim. It's not a mitzvah in our mokim. It's a mitzvah in our chadayah, he's mechuyev to the mitzvah, to each other. So that's why the Bible can force it. The Bible can be taken as the
Chiddush. Well, I understand the Bible can force it.
But if the Bible don't want it,
yeah,
then Bezdin will force it to pay. It would kill it. And the Bible can be taken from the Gaza. It would kill it. It's all done.
But as part of that payment, can't he pay?
No.
He isn't
no.
even allowed to pay with the broken plea?
No, no.
He
no.
cannot use that at all?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And one more case, if the plea was not damaged in any way, quickly, and for some reason, I don't know if I can think of a case, but it doesn't matter, the violence said, listen, you saw, I don't want it back anymore, I just want to
buy it. Not the position. It's not broken in any way, so the gazel can be kind and mitzvah of it by returning to him. So the buyer is no position to demand that he should return him some money. No position. What else can he demand?
Only if there's a negative weapon.
Yeah, that's right.
As soon as there's any negative weapon, then it can be
Now, two more points I would like to discuss. Tomorrow I would like to start the Mishnah Shira as well. Yeah. Ahu gavra b'shoi, ma'arga mechavra, itma. Also le kamei b'chove, omalei zil aise sade, ilaf shom izbei, v'yifta. So, I don't know, remember whether last week I mentioned Vachtub Shotim Hashem. What does it mean he has to bring Rayas that he was not Nishanis? Is Sheol always Mechuyev to produce witnesses that he was not Nishanis in the Torah? No such Allah. So some Hashem say that the Gemara has reference to Yisib and Yehuda's Din. In Yesh Reim, Yobi, but in other words, if Hishena is staying, that Midnibo Nevrosh Masoho, so if it is the place where there are many witnesses who are likely to see that it was stolen and got lost, so then the Shema is Mechuyev to pay unless it produces witnesses. That they saw that the pole got lost or the pole was stolen, and he's not them in this way. That's according to some Hashem. According to other Hashem, even if it's not the Mokim Rei, so he's mechuyev to produce witnesses that he was not Mishan. Now, what kind of aloha is it? Why should the burden of proof be upon the share. Oh, how gavra the ritva. Show him how the mechaber vidla peyos bishas melach. Omale zil aisa rayed lishonis be. Kalei mashali pashata be. Kishali shabiso leharbe gimlachte vidla. Ufim pashte oyum yire lehoch omale. Zil aisa rayed nishum bishayel kim dechay becholon sin. Ve'yiftar el ve'ine shemach masmulocho. Behold the tone the Mahmas Malocha in a never be sweet is all from a machine with top or so love the right. I will store the Rabuse the whole lesson to a Gorashe Michel Shaman. why should we share the different? Can other someone don't have the burden of food to produce witnesses that it was stolen? So why should the share have the burden of food? Lord Amale Zil Aisaraye Lehotso Teach Le Liftel Shwe Inamed Mokim Rei. In other words, so one pshat is that he didn't want to tell him at first take his shpil. Maybe he'll be able to produce it. Inamed Mokim Rei Inamed. He said, Ben Yehude, Ben Yehom, Ilekes Ade, Michael, Ina, Kisa, Dimisha. The chinkos barayim nistagred the mokim sheyishrei yahavi lav bar shvuyim. So it's easy to do this. The chinkos of this is shamas. It's only shemcha. Zil aise sabi shalu shamiso beyivna ten lomoli sadal hem vishvuyim damim yisomu the mishtaba dhidal kameiso yirem zirkach shekol vorma miskal kum yishas moloche yom vishvuyim ala vishadi shalu yishino.
Where's the Gemara of Isi Ben Yehuda?
That's the end of Perek HaSichas. When is the end? Yeah. Alright. Now, just one more point I want to discuss. The Rambam Shit. The Gemara Beis HaMachnas Melachish. אבל אם שואל תאימו וחבר להכריש בו ומאיסו כשיפרשס הרי זה פותח אבל אם מאיסו כדי שיחריש בו או יחר שחורש בו oi shama hafala oi dosh bo mei shom ki shi dosho oi bishas ki khibe halei de chai nisham so that you should say a men par mamboin ki shemena as shaloi bishas toche when we say the shale is chai et yom sin only if the anus took place shaloi bishas toche but if the anus took place Shas Noche Mamesh, while the Kahina was engaged in Dishe, Chrishe, so then he's caught up because it's made so much of the Noche. So the Kasha of the Mishne and Ramban, the Rashbo, is made so much of the Noche is butter. So what difference does it make whether it's made so much of the Noche of Shas Chrishe, Dishe Mamesh, or after that? The important thing is whether the shale was not mishane from the normal use for which it is lent to it, but whether it's meiso, bishas broche mamish, or after that, it shouldn't make any difference. That's the Gemara Mishnah's kashya. So I need to receive a rabza, shachil kazehu bishemenso bishas broche, bishemenso shaloi bishas broche. Vidova masnia shaloi niska bigmole shastam loche el machmas loche vishaloi machas loche vakavone shekol shaloi shina po nam loche sheshoalo vihin siago machmas am loche sheose po umeiso afilu shaloi vishas loche pota ukvori shigyu amban zao barashu zao vadini moen tivada ikol shaloi osa bo meloche יש מדי ברישינה בו ממלוך האחרס ומייסו מחמס המלוכה אפילו שלא יבישס מלוכה פוטר שאינלוי תנהוי עליהם להסקה בגמורה מייסו בישס מלוכה בידי So what's the Rambam? What's the Pshat in the Rambam?
Yeah, but how are you supposed to tell if it dies afterwards whether it dies because of the Malach or not?
Suppose he was chirish in the Beine and then 5 minutes after the Beine finished the dish and the chirish so then she died and it wasn't that the sun was hot so then he was mishanei should have engaged the Beine in Loche when the sun was burning out. It was a normal sun.
It isn't the difference from Malchamavis and Malchamavis and Malchamavis.
Malchamoves Malhoch Malhosam Machlekes Habayim Rovin Amakti is in regard to Shinachima but not in regard to Shinachima so true Malchamoves Malhoch Malhosam so what? But the Enes is Chayef only Gabi Shinachima the Shinachima is only Chayef from Shie so Habayim says that he can say the Bible can say to Shemachim you are a Bishayah. In other words, if you didn't take out the Behemah into the meadow at that time, so it wouldn't have died, you wouldn't have caught the cold. So what it says, Malhamoves Malhoch Malhosom was different, meadow, stable. If it caught the cold, it caught the cold. But that can be shared.
Unless it's Mishnah of unless it's Mishnah of the normal usage.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Supposed to take the Behemah at night.
Yeah. So, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? They're all Chilek. Everybody is Chilek. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? I think that Pshat in the Rambam is very simple. If Meisa Machmas Locha had been Zeresa Kosu, so then there wouldn't be any difference whether Meisa Machmas Locha Bishas Locha Mamesh or 5 minutes later. But Meisa Machmas Locha is not Zeresa Kosu. Torah doesn't say that the shale is Tota. It's his slogan, because how could the shale be higher list of Loha Seden? What is it bound for? What is it bound for? That it should be at his risk. So it's his slogan. It's not exercise. So the melee, the Rambam Shita is, it's a slogan we can only pattern if it is made of just Loha Mamish. So otherwise, so what did he bow for? So it's considered that he stipulated the share if he dies, Shas Melocha not responsible. But if he dies, so there is an indirect that that is considered like stipulated by the shale, I don't intend to be responsible if he dies at the time of the Moloch. But if he dies after the Moloch, so then there is no umdel lemuchach, that the shale didn't want to be responsible, so then the marshal can demand, you didn't say that you will be potter if he dies after the Moloch, so now you have to pay.
Yeah, but you could say the same umdel as long as it dies, machmas malacha. As long as the malacha brings about the death, the umdel is as
that's what the Ramban Rashi was saying.
But the Ramban Rashi is not saying what the umdel is.
In other words, the question is, whose umdel is important? Whether the marshal's umdel or the shale's umdel? So if he dies b'shas l'ochem mamesh, then it's both that even that everybody's umdel is that he shouldn't be responsible. But if he dies after the meloche, so then the mashil umdel is that the shale should be chayav. Why should the mashil assume that the shield should be protected?